Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Gucci Mane turned himself in. He surrendered to authorities today and was taken into the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, where he was charged with aggravated assault. As previously reported, last Friday, a warrant was issued for his arrest after a soldier accused him of hitting him in the head with a champagne bottle. In related news, another man has come forward and claimed that rapper Gucci Mane assaulted him in Philadelphia. "I haven't ever been so humiliated in life and disrespected," said the man only known as TJ. TJ claims Gucci punched him in the jaw at Club Onyx, chipping his tooth. Dionne Warwick has filed for bankruptcy in New Jersey, citing tax problems. She listed total assets of $25,000 and total liabilities of more than $10 million, nearly all tax claims by the IRS and the state of California. Bobby Brown has filed a lawsuit against the National Enquirer for alleging that he and Whitney Houston planned to remarry before her tragic death. Brown's rep confirmed the suit, but had no further comments on the matter. The tabloid story suggested Brown had been unfaithful to his wife, Alicia. Singer Tweet is in the process of suing Twitter over the name and phrase Tweet. Tweet had the name copyrighted over 10 years ago. In an interview with All Hip Hop, she says, "I was here first, and they took everything that I brought to the table. I brought the bird, the name, and I will never change. I've been Tweet since I was a little girl. It's not a phrase name, it's who I am," she said. George Clinton's estranged wife is asking a judge to order the funk legend to pay up. Stephanie Clinton filed docs as part of her divorce battle, asking the court to grant her temporary and permanent alimony. She's also requesting his finances to be submitted to the court to determine how much she's entitled to after almost 23 years of marriage. Willow Smith has joined 17 Magazine's Delete Digital Drama campaign to help end cyberbullying. The 12-year-old is taking a stand to empower young people. Through the campaign, she's encouraging young women to stop the hate and delete harsh comments from social media pages. R&B group SWV will join the likes of Mary Mary and the Braxtons with their new WeTV reality show. Coco Lele and Taj will star in an unscripted show that will chronicle their recent comeback in music, the offstage dynamics between the ladies, and explore why the group broke up in the late 90s, all while showcasing their personal lives off stage.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.